What we've been doing as a government, and particularly through the Cabinet Office, is look at community resources that can be made available to help people deal with energy bills, but inflation in general. Now, one of those was setting up a community fund, and it was made quite clear that this would be open to local authorities as well as charities in the third sector. And I hope that some of those regional swimming pools who want to have initiatives such as free swimming lessons or perhaps allow people to come in, keep warm, have some showers, can apply to that fund and use that. The structure of the regional swimming pools is currently under review, and obviously from a Department of Education, Sport and Culture point of view, it was quite easy to make initiatives at the NSC. It's harder to do that when you're dealing with regional pool boards, but hopefully those pool boards will now understand that they can apply for that funding, get it, and that will help fund the various initiatives they want to do in their communities.
And speaking on behalf of your Ramsey constituents, that's a position you're happy with.
Yes, I am. I was on the Northern Board previously, and we did have lots of interactions with central government. I know that that board works very, very hard to keep the prices down and the facility open for as long as possible. But again, they're dealing with rise prices in terms of staffing costs and energy costs as well. So it is a delicate balance. But what I'm absolutely clear on is that the role of central government is to enable various groups in the communities to serve their communities in the way that they see fit.